This show is sponsored by Midi Health. There are great things that come with age: wisdom, experience, and knowledge, just to name a few. But if you're a woman over 40, it can also bring some less desirable things like hot flashes, insomnia, brain fog, moodiness, and weight gain, all symptoms of menopause and perimenopause. Yes, hormonal transition is a fact of life, but that doesn't mean you have to accept its symptoms as just another part of aging. Midi clinicians are menopause experts, equipped to support you with safe, effective, FDA-approved medications, as well as supplements, lifestyle coaching, and preventative health guidance. You'll come out of the experience feeling heard and with a plan to start feeling better. Midi offers accessible care. All their services are covered by insurance, and they're conveniently accessible through telehealth visits and 24/7 messaging. You deserve to feel great. Book your virtual visit today at joinmidi.com. That's joinmidi.com.
I'm Jean Marie Laskus. I'm a journalist. I spent my career helping Americans understand the lives of other Americans: coal miners, gun shop clerks, staffers in the White House mailroom. In my new podcast, Cement City, I tell the story of an entire town, a dying town that you have absolutely no reason to care about. But trust me, you will. Listen to and follow Cement City, an Odyssey original podcast in partnership with Cement City Productions. Available now for free on the Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.
All right, so earlier today, the OTB officially voted on and passed a contract for Mayor Byron Brown. He hasn't signed it yet, but it is expected he is going to within the next few weeks. Looking forward in the future from here, what are we to expect? Is there some people that have been throwing their names around as to maybe who would be interested in this mayor's office?
Well, if the mayor leaves, which everybody expects he will do now, Chris Scanlon, the council president, automatically will become president or mayor of the city of Buffalo through the end of next year. And then I expect Mr. Scanlon will be a candidate for election to the office next year, and there's a whole bunch of names that have been floated out there as possible candidates, so there'll be an interesting competitive race for mayor next year.
Is there any names in particular that you've heard around that you feel would be more likely than not?
As far as more likely than that, I'm not sure, but the one name frequently mentioned is State Senator Sean Ryan. In addition to that, a couple of the members of the council, Councilwoman Halton Pope, Councilwoman Everhart's names have been mentioned. The former fire commissioner has been mentioned. There's several other people in the community have come forward. I expect that'll winnow its way out as time goes on and the realities of running a campaign for the mayor set in, but at the moment there's a large field.
So it has been well over a decade now since Byron Brown's first stepped into office. What should be a main takeaway or something that people should know about this upcoming election, if there will be?
Well, the major election issue next year is going to be how the city is going to finance itself going forward, and all of the candidates are going to have to put some information down on paper. The city is facing a deficit and budget next year of $50 or $60 million. It's going to have to be raised through whatever means of raising that kind of money they can do, and it's going to be necessary for the future years unless there are substantial cuts in city spending. So city budgets particularly, and how that they're going to be financed, is going to be probably the marquee issue for 2025 mayoral race.
All right, Ken, and then just one last final question. Is there anything in particular that I didn't discuss that you would like to bring up, or something that you feel would be important to add?
No, I think we've covered it, because it's sort of up in the air at the moment until the mayor signs that contract and gets established officially at OTB. Then the things will start to move a little faster. because Scanlon will become mayor, and the people who want to run potentially will start to surface. So that's sort of everything in a nutshell at the moment, and there'll probably be more to add once the mayor's officially out of City Hall.
O'Reilly. Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
O'Reilly Auto Parts.
In the fast-paced world of attacking, speed is everything. And that's where the Furon 7 Plus shines. Engineered for accuracy and precision at a rapid pace, it's your secret weapon on the pitch. Experience overall comfort and precise striking, even in the game's fastest moments. The nylon outsole, with its V-shaped stud configuration, is designed for firm ground, giving you the grip you need to outmaneuver your opponents. Step up your attacking game and learn more and purchase the Furon at NewBalance.com.
This is Jean Marie Laskus with the podcast Cement City. So there's this election coming up, a big one, and one guy's been indicted. People are talking voter fraud. Democracy itself is on the line. Sound familiar? Well, this isn't that election. This one is in Denora, Pennsylvania, a dying town in the middle of nowhere, where I bought a house and stayed for 3 years. Listen to and follow Cement City, an Odyssey original podcast in partnership with Cement City Productions, available now for free on the Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.